Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the show here today. This is, first of all, apologies. We've got all kinds of technical problems right now. I think the mutant hamster in our little wire wheel that powers the board is starving right now. And this is the Alex Jones Show, and Alex is off doing his interview with Russia right now. And so I'm sitting in and grabbing the microphone. We're off to a very inauspicious start here. So obviously, if you've been watching the Barack Obama inauguration, it's quite a spectacle. They're definitely doing it up proud, as it were. And I'm watching the people's faces along the parade route as they do the pan camera along the people standing on the street. And just the look on their faces, they have so oversold Barack Obama as an agent of change in this country that I think if he's not able to walk on water real quick, there's going to be a lot of disappointment. Okay, the music indicates we're through the first break. We're going to try and get our electronic systems back to battery over this next break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm afraid that this is live from Oahu, and this is Michael Rivero, and normally I guest host my own or host my own show, WhatReallyHappened.com. Alex is out doing what Alex does best. He's out there shaking the world to its foundations and getting some new information that's going to be very important for all of us to be looking at as we head into 2009. Getting back to the Barack Obama inauguration, and it is, as I said before, it's a great spectacle, a Roman spectacle, if you will, and it is a hard sell. They're really trying to get out the message that things are going to change, things are going to be better, and Barack Obama does have one very important advantage, and that is he is the successor to George W. Bush, arguably the worst president in the history of the entire nation, and so all Barack Obama has to do is absolutely nothing. And he's still going to be seen as an improvement. And the biggest challenge our country is facing right now is the economy. And that obviously very firmly falls onto the shoulders of the preceding administration. So Barack Obama is going to get a free pass on that. He can either make it better and take credit for that, or it's just going to continue to get worse. And the preceding administration gets that. So Barack's got that advantage going for him. And maybe they should have been a little bit more muted on selling him as this savior of the nation, because now the expectation is very high.
And as I was saying before the break, I mean, watching the faces of the people along the parade route when they were driving the cameras and everything by, it was like such ecstatic joy and religious fervor on their face. And you know, I'm almost ready for them to start handing the loaves and fishes to Barack so he can feed everybody their lunch today. And seriously, if he doesn't do something really spectacular, real quick, real positive, I think that expectation is going to come back to haunt him. And certainly I know a lot of people here in the Alex Jones audience. They were less than 100% ecstatic about Barack Obama. Now, I wanted Ron Paul. I was very disappointed when, as somebody who talked about real significant change in the country, he was very quickly shown the door by the American media and the political establishment. So we were left with the choice of the lesser of two evils. And I'll be very honest, I was just delighted that Obama managed to keep Hillary out of the nomination, because I am still convinced that the original plan by those who shape our nation from behind the scenes was for John McCain to lose to Hillary Clinton. And then when Hillary lost to Obama, I think it took a lot of people by surprise. And but now he is the president, for good, bad, or indifferent. He has a cabinet which really looks like a revival of the Clinton administration for the most part. We have Hillary as the Secretary of State. And so, to be very honest, you know, on the one hand, it may be that Barack Obama is already walled off to such an extent that as a president, he may not be able to affect much change at all. On the other hand, and let's wait until we see what he's going to do, he may turn out to be another Lyndon Johnson. And I've mentioned this before, but just recapping, since yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. When Lyndon Johnson became president and Dr. Martin Luther King started really uniting people in the cause of civil rights, it was Lyndon Johnson who stood up and said, okay, segregation is wrong. We are going to desegregate the schools. We are going to send the National Guard, if I have to see that this happens peacefully. And Dr. Martin Luther King, when he finally met President Johnson, said, you know, I'm Mr. President, I am grateful and gratified for your support in this cause, but it is such a contrast to some of your previous speeches. And Lyndon Johnson said, well, back then I was campaigning, and now I've got the job. And now that I've got the job, you know that old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. So there's a possibility that Barack Obama, now that he's got the job, and if you think about it, really, his political career is over. He's the president. He's got one more election in 4 years, and after that, there's nothing left for him to do. So in terms of political ambition, there's no way left for him to go. He's got the job. Now he's going to do it. He may prove to be very much like John Kennedy. I know a lot of people make a lot of allusions between Obama and Kennedy. Kennedy was notorious. Once he got into office, he basically abandoned a lot of his supporters in groups like organized crime. To say, okay, I'm going to be the president of the United States, and I'm going to do things I think are best for the nation as a whole. And that created a great deal of anger, but that was one of the reasons why John F. Kennedy was such a popular president. He was not perfect. He was not a saint by any stretch of the imagination, if you remember the whole Marilyn Monroe thing, among others. But he did try and execute some changes contrary to the wishes of his supporters. We might see that from Barack Obama. We might not. Time alone will solve that mystery. And I know there's a lot of emails and a lot of calls and a lot of stuff going out there about saying, oh, Obama's just doing a terrible, terrible job, or he's going to be this, he's going to be that, and he's sold out to these interests. And it's all attempts at precognition. We don't really know. He's only just gotten the job a couple of hours ago. It's going to be all parties today. I think we just need to sort of sit and watch and see what the guy does. And he may turn out to really be thinking about the welfare of the whole country, because in a lot of ways he really is an outsider to the political establishment. And he's a very smart individual, and he may be smart enough to realize that if we don't take care of the country as a whole right now, that even the special interest people are going to suffer. And that is a wisdom that a lot of our economic leaders are very much lacking in. They go back to Adam Smith. They love his philosophy because it justifies a great deal of personal greed. And John Nash, of course, proved that Adam Smith was not accurate, that really wise leadership looks at the whole system along, together with their self-interest in order to move society forward. But again, we don't know what he's going to do. He may be very sincere about wanting to do well for the country. He may just be another in a long line of presidential con artists that we have been suckered into supporting. I don't think he was the intended plan for president, but he is a professional politician. So we will see. Now, obviously, as we get a little bit further into the show here, I want to go back and do a quick recap on this Israel and Gaza situation. And by the way, if you want to call into the show, our number is 800-259-9231. Same number that you call to get onto my show, 800-259-9231. And when you call in and just say hi to our technicians who are doing yeoman service today, apparently they're dealing with a lot of really, really bad technical glitches today and because of all that's going on. So call in and say hi to them. Now, getting onto the situation with Gaza. We've only got a few minutes until the break here. This last weekend, Israel declared a ceasefire and said, we're going to keep our troops in place. Hamas then said, we declare a ceasefire to give you time to get out. And a lot of people said the ceasefire offer from Israel was intended to be broken, because if a guy breaks into your home and he kills your family and he burns up your kitchen, then he stops in your living room and says, I'll stop shooting at you if you stop shooting at me, but I'm going to stay in your living room. That's not a deal anybody would go for. Now, the latest reports that we're getting from sources on the ground in Gaza, two things. One, Israel is still continuing occasional aerial bombardments. These may be unofficial, just from frustrated soldiers lobbing the last few phosphorus shells and whatnot. We are also hearing that the ground forces, Israel's ground forces, are in fact being withdrawn. This is not officially being acknowledged. Israel doesn't want to say we're pulling out of Gaza, but apparently the ground forces are in fact leaving. So hopefully this situation is going to calm down. Thankfully, because of people like you who called your newspapers, called the radio shows, called your congressman, talked to your friends, because of that huge public pressure, Israel was unable to expand the Gaza war into Lebanon or Syria or Jordan or, worst case, Iran. This latest attempt to create a regional war in the Mideast, possibly a precursor to World War III, got stopped in its tracks. And that was due to the public outcry. So you are all peacemakers, and congratulations. You can count coup on this one, definitely. Now, looking at the economy here, we got a couple more minutes before the break. I just wanted to note that apparently Wall Street is a little bit less enthusiastic about Barack Obama than some other people, because the stock market, the Dow, is down about 180 points right now. And I remember back when George Bush was sworn in, the stock market just had a field day. They just went way, way, way up into the stratosphere, and everybody was cheering, the economy is going to be wonderful, and we're all going to be rich. And for a while it looked like it was working, until we began to realize that almost all of the economic progress over the last few years has been creative bookkeeping, to put it politely, or pyramid schemes, to call it less politely, that did not bring new money into the system. It simply moved the debt around and concealed it and papered it over with more paper fiat currency. And this is probably the biggest single crisis that Barack Obama is inheriting from the previous administration, is an economy that is in dire, dire trouble and no real easy, quick solutions on the horizon that he can take advantage of. And Biden and some other people were talking about having to make some very unpopular decisions. And I think we know what some of those decisions might be, and why in the long run I don't think they're going to be workable. So I want you to put on your thinking caps. I know we're all watching President Bush say goodbye and head on off to wherever he's going to head off to. And Barack Obama's heading over to start his day on the job here. But he's facing a lot of challenges, and I'd like to hear what your opinions about those challenges are as soon as we come back from this break for words from our sponsors.
one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
And here we are. Welcome back to the show. Here, I didn't even recognize the bump music. You know, there's an old saying that if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. And I guess they're following that dictum over at MSNBC because I was watching during the coverage of President and Mrs. Bush, former President Bush, thankfully, getting onto the helicopter at Andrews Air Force Base. And the commentators are talking about whether hats are coming back into fashion for men or not. And I guess they are that desperate not to say anything negative about the worst president in the history of the country. Now, a quick note before we go any further here. I've just been informed that Alex Jones will be rejoining the broadcast here and taking over reins here at the microphone at the bottom of the hour after this break. So we'll be glad to have Alex back here and telling us what the latest is that he has got for us. Meanwhile, as I mentioned before we went to this lunch, the biggest challenge that the new president of FAA is facing is the economy. Second, we're getting into more technical difficulties. The biggest challenge Barack Obama is facing is the economy. And it is one that does not have an easy fix. And partly it's because the Federal Reserve has flooded the country with so much paper money to make up for the money that was owed before, that the whole system is really becoming very, very fragile. And here's, in a nutshell, where the problem comes from. When you have a debt-based economy, that is, when money is created the instant people borrow it, then more money is always owed than actually in existence. And as long as you have a new generation, a larger generation of borrowers coming along, to borrow more money, to create more money, to pay money back to the people who were there first, it'll keep going. It's functionally, it is a pyramid scheme. When you reach a point where there's no new borrowers at the bottom of this pyramid, that's when it starts to collapse. So what the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government has been doing is they are borrowing on your behalf without your permission. They are creating, ostensibly to be repaid down the road by you and your children and your great-grandchildren, and they're borrowing that money on your behalf so that they can print up new money to give to the existing financial systems that are in trouble, the bailouts. And the reason they're not really all that careful about where the money is being spent is because where it's being spent isn't the issue. It is simply creating new money to make up the shortfall, to be able to pay the interest that has accumulated on the earlier loans and stick you with the bills. And that's really it in a nutshell. So what is the situation that Barack Obama is facing? Basically, new money must come into this country from some source. I know a lot of people are saying abolish the Federal Reserve. I would agree with that. I don't think it's going to happen, absent a complete collapse of the U.S. government, which may happen sooner or later. It does happen. It happened to the USSR. But until then, Barack Obama's got to bring new money into the U.S. economy. The way that you traditionally do that, short of conquering the rest of the world and having them send you tribute, is you've got to invest in creating new technology, new industry, and new products. We have lost our manufacturing. We can't play catch-up. We've got to invent new products that only the United States knows how to make, that the rest of the world wants to buy. Just by doing that, whether it's through a new space program expansion like we did in the 60s, or a Manhattan-type project for civilian science, or the way the Japanese do it with their tremendous funding for the fifth-generation computer project, robotics, we need to create something that only the United States knows how to make and sell it to the rest of the world. Then money will come back into the country, and we can pull our economy out of the doldrums. And that really is the only real way to make it happen. Everything else is just fancy bookkeeping, playing musical chairs with the debt. They're just pushing the debt from the people with political influence onto the people who don't have political influence.
Mike.
That is, yes.
Hey, buddy, it's Alex Jones. I appreciate you filling in. I want to keep you with us for the rest of the hour. When we come back from break, I'm here now. I was on Russia Today for about 10 minutes. I wanted to simulcast with them, but then we had a technical issue pumping it through my radio studio, and I earlier going out over air, folks heard me getting a bit upset about that. I knew I was on air. I just want people to know that I want to thank the crew and the great job they're doing. It's amazingly stressful having Ron Paul on and then also having live Luke Radowski feeds with video live of troops on the streets in D.C. and then tying you in via television and audio from Hawaii. I want to thank you, Mike. I want to thank all the listeners. We're going to have open phones, as Mike was saying, and get Mike's take on what we're seeing out of the Obama administration now about an hour into being inaugurated, the 44th president. So that is coming up at PrisonPlanet.tv with the live streams. We are live there and on the AM and FM dial with the radio listeners. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Mike Rivero with us. We're going to be on your calls here in just a few minutes. Scott, David, Michael, Ronnie, Jason, and many others that are patiently holding the coronation of the 44th president. I've never seen the media get behind somebody like this. If you thought the godlike worship was bad before the election, and now after, it has turned into just absolute worship. They're closing Guantanamo. They're moving it to secret bases in the United States, ABC News. They are going to have a new banker bailout, tens of trillions more, even more power, a new bank of the United States that's private, literally taking into receivership most of the major corporations and banks. This is like the oligarchs in Russia in the mid-1990s looting it. Same thing is happening. Of course, you know, George Bush had to be repudiated. We knew he was evil. We knew he was a puppet. But the same advisors, the same elites are behind Obama. Mike Rivero, I mean, they've now got not just the 18 to 24 3 months a year service to begin with and paramilitary training, a civilian defense force, quote, as big and strong as the U.S. military, a million strong. Now they've announced, and a few hundred thousand members in a week, USAservice.org, a separate classical fascist organization controlled by Obama himself, that plans to get millions of volunteers. Clinton tried this and it failed. He is succeeding because the media is acting like he's God, and it has a lot of reasonable things like soup kitchens and, again, opening up to make it sound reasonable, to get good people involved, and then they're admitting it's going to be environmental brigades. They're going to people all the other forces they're going to build in government out of that giant pool. I mean, this is classic body snatcher level tyranny. I mean, your analysis of that.
Well, they talked with all these celebrities that was on the net all day yesterday, and I put it on my website, and I paired it with one of the Leni Riefenstahl propaganda videos from the Hitler. You just lined up there and said, yes, we will be there for Germany. And it is ultimately, first of all,
Mike, your connection from Hawaii is cutting out. We're going to go back to you in just a few minutes. Speaking of the devil, I sent the clip to the network out of habit, but we're doing most of the network operations here ourselves. John, will you IM to my control room that particular first clip I sent you today so we can put it up and play it here, where the celebrities say, we will do whatever you say, we will submit to you, we will do whatever you say. Because that's what the media is saying in unison. Do what Obama says and he can fix it. But they never say what that is specifically, but in the fine print, it's total tyranny. And they kept saying that in the speeches today. I was watching some of the speeches during the breaks, and it was just, things will get better. They're going to get worse first. Just do what we say. There's some things we're going to need you to do. This isn't going to be comfortable. I mean, this is scary. This is out of control. Do we have Mike back?
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay,
one, two,
good.
Three,
yeah, we've got you on air, sir. Go. So specifically, though, continue with this Hollywood video they're putting out where they're saying, we will do whatever you say. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically it's this video of all these celebrities that are standing up there saying, I pledge, I will do X, Y, Z. And over and over and over again, it's just hammering this whole point of pledging to support the president system. Now, I have no problem with volunteerism. My wife and I are involved in several charities here locally. But the problem with this is that government on to volunteer.
Okay, Mike, again, we're going to have to cut it off there. Let's just totally reconnect with Mike. Okay, thank you. Again, we're audio and video, so there's a few problems from Hawaii. Yes, what he's saying is they come out, and in their real documents and in some of their speeches, they say forced youth brigades, environmental corps, senior corps, 18 to 24, you must serve in paramilitary training, Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, all on record. Then separately, which is what Mussolini, Hitler, and Stalin and Mao did, they create their own individual corps outside government that's the largest pool. And so to open up the salvo, they don't say, oh, it's to tattle on your neighbors, it's to spy, it's to go spy on farmers and ranchers and dig up dirt to try to steal their farms. That's what they're really setting up in the training that the federal government's been beta testing for decades that we've been covering, and my first films covered it. And so then what they do is they say, oh, it's soup kitchens. It's cleaning up the park. It's cleaning up the lake. And people go, man, that sounds reasonable. The government's asking for my help. Meanwhile, they're stealing trillions, setting up police state, building camps, bringing troops in. So all that's going on, but it's this feel-good thing, and then Obama becomes the symbol of taking old ladies across the street or taking old people, you know, to the store to get some food. You know, it's the same thing with local cops, where we take a family shopping for Christmas. The local cop means well. He thinks he's doing a good job, but it's PR for all the taserings and the shootings in the back and the checkpoints and the beatdowns. It's propaganda making all of the charity, all of it about the government and about how good Barack Obama is. And then out of that giant pool that they launch in the name of helping old people and soup kitchens, they admit that they are going to people all of their governmental brigades and then separate fascist brigades. So absolutely, while we're getting a better connection to Hawaii from Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com, I just briefly want to tell the listeners something. I have had such a serious feeling of concern in my heart, my intellect, my soul. I have been so fired up and so focused that I haven't even been talking about really lately supporting this radio show and what we do here. And the costs are just absolutely huge to have three people in there running the live TV show and radio show. I have to pay those guys. They're great guys. To be trying to hire an extra web person and another IT person who we're all interviewing right now because we don't have the personnel. That's why Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are down maybe 30, 40 minutes an hour a day off and on. It is a nightmare because we don't have the money. We have two CDNs and a couple other servers, and we don't have the money to get the new CDN, an extra one we need to fix these problems. We've hired consultants. This is all extremely expensive. We're getting millions of visits a day, but no one, you know, the majority of them, the vast 99.9%, are buying nothing. And I understand that's because the society is breaking down. I understand it's because the economy is in shambles. We are taking the gamble, the risk, under this maximum threat to the Republic and the attack on the Second Amendment and free speech and everything that's going to intensify under Obama. It's going to get worse. It would have gotten worse under McCain because they're just front men for the same agenda that rolls forward. We need your financial support. And the way I ask listeners to do that, plus you get great videos and books, is go to InfoWars.com and buy Endgame, buy Terror Storm, buy Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, the books and videos, the Money Masters about who the banking elite are, incredibly riveting, all these books and materials. If you just go there and see it as a donation to liberty and freedom, we can continue because things have gotten so bad, I mean, across the board. That, you know, I made the decision a year and a half ago to get a bigger office and to move and expand. And looking at our finances then, it looked like that if it even held where it was, I mean, it was a big growth curve. And, of course, our listenership and viewership is way off the charts. It just continues to explode. But the amount of people that are able to support or buy books and videos is down. And so we need your financial support. We need those of you that have the capital to support us. We thank those that have supported us because I made the decision a year and a half ago. But on top of doing radio every day, doing TV, doing films, infrastructure, interviews, all the things I did have, it took a good year and 3 or 4 months to get moved over here in the last 2 months. Then we had to, from scratch, on the cheaps, build this studio, do it as best we could, but still at great expense to us. I'm trying to finish the other TV studio out there, and I see the economy just plunging, and every one of our capital centers plunging. And I don't want to turn this into a giant infomercial with products and things that I believe in, but still, I want to cover the news. So it's just better if people just support us. And if you want to just write a donation to Alex Jones and mail it to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, that will be spent on fighting the New World Order. And that will be spent on hiring more people and not just staying the same or getting smaller, but growing. We have a big nut to crack each month, and I just haven't spent enough time on this. So go to InfoWars.com, go through the shopping cart, call the toll-free number, tell them what's a good combo, what's a good special, and get a great book, a great video, or if you got the money, buy 100 videos. We've got them as low as $5.95. You buy a bunch of them in bulk. Buy them, give them to people. Or if you can only buy one, buy it and make copies. The key here to getting my films is getting them out to people. So that's how you donate, is you go to InfoWars.com or you call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I'll tell you what else this radio show does. We bring you all these other activists and leaders and scientists and researchers and authors and filmmakers who are not getting support, and they respond that they get record support when they come on this show. So we're also energizing the activist community, energizing the Republic. I got an email last night, and I really know it's true. You know, the guy said, Alex, you got to get more on the NAS. They're taking over the food supply, the premises ID, the total takeover. You got to get more on the Second Amendment attack. I know I cover it a little every day, but it's so big. It's so real. Alex, you're probably not only one of the big dogs in the fight. You're probably the only dog in the fight. And at this level, we're it, and we're not that big. We're the biggest, the best, the most focused, and it is ragtag, ladies and gentlemen. It is ragtag. And I talked to consultants and IT people who were very expensive every hour. They, you know, told us you need these type of CDNs, you need this configuration, you need this package, you need these people. And we don't have the money to do it. I have limited reserves so we could operate in an emergency for a few months. So I can't commit those reserves to upgrade InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so they'll be 10 times more effective. And so, you know, 5, 6 years ago, and we're going to go to Mike in a second. We just got him back. 5, 10 years ago, you know, I was small. 2 or 3 people worked with me. I even did my own camera work. I didn't want to grow. I didn't like having employees. I don't like management. I don't like having to organize all this. It was enough to just do a radio show every day and make films and have a little website that my wife and I updated. I grew from that. And then I had to learn to try to make money to pay the people. And then more and more, as we made more capital, I put it back in, and then things grew, and then the economy's imploding. So just to continue what we're doing at this level, we need massive support. And to grow, if people want to donate large sums, and I know people have them out there, it will 100% go to this operation. We need those donations. We need the support. And again, whether it's a $5 ball cap or a $15 or $10 video, go to InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139 or write us a check, send us FRNs. I don't care, because I let the enemy intimidate me a decade ago, 12 years ago, that to never ask for money, to never get support, to almost be ashamed of selling my videos and saying make copies, because I want to get the word out, and then never being able to grow. And then I learned in the last 5 years, hey, go ahead and ask for support. And that allowed us to do things that made us reach 10, 20, 30 times, and now it's exponential. We got rock stars, top rap stars, you know, one of the founders of hip-hop, calling us up wanting to come on the show. You know, I find out from people that almost every major Hollywood TV production show are fans of it. Major Hollywood stars call me all the time but don't want to go on air because they're scared. Huge support, and I haven't learned how to get on the phone and say, okay, give me some money then. I got people showing up saying, I want to give you a $20,000 check, and I say, no. Or I get the check, and then I have a $14,000 prize thing for videos about net neutrality to expose what's happening with the attack on the web instead of keeping that money to fund the operation. Well, I'm not ashamed of asking for money, and there's nothing wrong with it. The government's using our money to destroy us. They've stolen $8.5 trillion we know of, and yes, we need your support, because I realize how big this threat is, and I'm going to bust my butt. I was up till 2 in the morning last night doing an almost hour-long audio blog. I'm going to turn the heat up. I'm going to do 5-minute news blitzes on video every day. We're starting a bunch of new stuff we're going to announce the new month, and I'm just going to gamble it all and gamble our reserves, and I don't care. I'm going to go ahead and launch to the next level. I'm not letting it stop us, and I'm going to start that new national TV show, and we're going to do it all. And I'll run this son of a bitch in the ground if I have to, because I'm going to go 110% against these people, and I'm asking you for your help in this fight. I need it, and I am committed to this fight against the New World Order, and the dirty tricks and the attacks and everything we go under is so incredible. So again, it's good to ask for support, and I'm asking for your support. We've proven we fight like nobody else. We've proven with the resources, more bang for the buck than anything anybody could imagine because of you out there spreading the word. And that's how you can donate too. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you had a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, renew it. Spread the word about the free podcast every day, which ain't free for us. It's up to about $7,000 a month to serve it out to 125,000 people free a day. We need your support. And people bitch about the commercials. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to fund this? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to defend the Republic? All I want to do is cover the news and make films and fight these bastards instead of having to spend my time grubbing around for the capital but to put the fuel in this InfoWar tank's gas tank. I want to attack enemies. Give me the ammo. Give me the fuel. I will do it. And that's Federal Reserve notes while they've still got some value. So write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704 if you want to support us that way as well. All right, Mike Rivera, I just did a 5-minute rant. I just want to thank you for filling in today when I had to do the Russia Today situation. I want to thank my crew and everybody else. And people should support WhatReallyHappened.com as well. I'm here ranting and raving. But because I realize how dire the straits are and how serious all of this is, and I realize how many people we are reaching right now. It's huge, but it could go to the next level. We have a chance of winning this thing, and I realize my unique place in reaching millions of people, the incredible responsibility of it. I mean, do you understand the angst I'm having here?
Oh, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I feel the same way myself quite often. You know, it's very hard to be trying to do it. The big money is all behind the liars and the people who want to steal the country and propagandize into going along with the New World Order. And the only way we're going to get the big money out of politics is for the little money to all band together and support and focus on getting the truth out there. And so you've convinced me. I'm going to send you a check this afternoon. So yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. You know, and I hope the people listening will take the time to realize that, you know, this is not something that people do for free. It costs a lot of money to run this. Over here, what really happened, most of our computers are pulled out of trash cans. That's how much on the edge we are to keep our system running is, you know, people throw away a computer. We'll grab it and fix it and put it into the cluster to run what we're doing over here.
Well, I mean, you work doing special effects, but you also do local commercials. I mean, you're working all the time. You've only got a few people you work with, mainly your family. And, again, you need more support. You could do so much more if you had more support. But you know what computers and even cheap prosumer cameras cost. You know what a light bill costs. You know what a server bill costs. You know what it's like to deal with all of this. And, again, ladies and gentlemen, I know we can do big things. I know we're having a huge effect. That's why I'm getting past my allergy against asking for support, and I'm saying I'm wrong, I'm bad, I apologize for not asking for more support.
Well, you do have to do that because, especially in this economy, people, you know, they don't have a lot of money. They need to realize that if they want this this access to the truth, if they want to get this alternative view to what's coming off from the corporate media, they have to fund that corporation themselves. And again, it gets back to the issue: the big money is all on the side of the liars. The little money has to stand up and be counted. And it's $1 each, $10 each. I mean, you know. Every little bit from everybody helps. You've got millions of people listening. If every listener sent in just $1, I mean, that would
obviously
fund you to that next level.
We go to way past the next level. Well, I mean, that's the issue. Barack Obama and John McCain, the news report, spent $2.5 billion with all the PACs and the other groups. $1 for liberty goes for like $1 million of their money. It's force multiplied. This is the real resistance. That's why he's trying to create a fake grassroots movement to energize what he's doing, just like Bush tried it. So we, and then I realize I'm the tip of the spear. I mean, Ron Paul on air said a year ago that half his donations were coming from this show. Well, what if I got those donations? What could we do? We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day
that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
I promise we're going directly to your calls in the third and fourth hour today in T-minus 6 minutes. We're going to continue to fight the New World Order. We are eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. And we're going to do what they say can't be done, ladies and gentlemen. Crank this one part of the song up. Some never mind them breaks.
Let it all hang out,
cause we got a run to make.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
The Jacksons are coming, baby.
No matter what it takes. He's pounding down.
shaking right now with energy, folks. I'm shaking. I never shake. Long way to go. And it's short time to get there.
I'm eastbound just watch old Bandit run.
Old Smokey's got his ears on. He's hot on your trail. And he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. We just got an FBI subpoena. During the break, I get to deal with stuff like that around here. You know why we got an FBI subpoena? Because Ding Dongs on Infowars.com went into the comment sections and gave out the cop that shot that guy in cold blood in the back's home address and said people should go after him. We don't get in trouble when that happens. The Secret Service and FBI just show up with subpoenas and get your IP address. So I hope you enjoy that, whoever did that. You know, we put those comment sections up for you. I didn't have them for years. People said, why can't we comment? Because of crap like that. But you know what? We're leaving it all up, and it's your problem. It's your problem we just got subpoenaed by the FBI. What's that FBI agent's name? Come on in here, Mike Nelson. Sam something? And then the subpoena comes through the fax machine. I'm eastbound. Oh, here's the best part. He's hot on your tail, and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Get that hammer down and give him hell. Hey, what's that FBI agent's name? Huh? Ben what? Sam Ben. Ben Sam. Ben Sam. It's bound. Bandit run. I'm going to keep Mike 5 minutes to the next hour if he can do it. I apologize for making him whole while I rant. But in one case with IP addresses with the Secret Service, it turned out the same person to try to burn us was posting comments saying, go after, you know, whack Barack Obama. Got to be careful even saying that. People edit that together on the web and have already done it to make it sound like I'm saying that. And then they would post on top of it, how dare you, I'm reporting you to police that InfoWars is allowing this. And we don't have the personnel to go censor these comments, to go restrict these comments. We got a few keywords like the N-word or K-I-L-L, a politician. And then that screws up the servers. It's got to scan the comments before it posts. But then when the FBI calls, we do have to take the post down when we've been subpoenaed and do all of that. So thanks a lot. My guys were in here at 8 o'clock in the morning having to erase all those comments on every story about how go out and, you know, go after this this bad cop's family. That's what they were saying. And then we're so busy around here, no one had even told me until I was presented with the subpoena. So, again, that's the fun going on around here. I need to be able to hire two or three people just to handle all the dirty tricks and things that go on here. Now, the person wasn't laughing last time who staged all that because they thought they were going to get us in trouble, and they got in trouble. Hey, let me explain something, dummies. When you write that, you are the ones that have the problems, not me. So this is probably another dirty trick, and you are going to have the FBI come down on your butt. Mike Rivero, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of dirty tricks going on, and we have to deal with the same thing ourselves. Where we're having to take off members' posts. In our case, since you have to be a paid member to post, we have ID information on everybody, so it keeps some of the nonsense down. But yeah, there's Israel has openly admitted they're recruiting people to try and go out on the blogs and cause as much trouble as they can.
So is the Pentagon.
Yeah, and this may very well just be more of this same thing. And yeah, sick the FBI arm. Unfortunately, if it does track back to somebody in one of those government agencies.
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.